We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the way I sound right now. I'm getting over a sickness, which is why we didn't have an episode last week. Pretty good. We made it 29 episodes before I missed a week. And you know what? It's going to happen with all this stuff going on. I'm going to do my best to always have content come out regularly. And I think that this week was worth the wait. My guest this week is Brett Lyons. He's been a performer at Second City, IO Theater, Annoyance, all over Chicago. Super funny guy. We were in the show Soapbox Derby King together. He kills it in that show. He came over and he's like, you know what podcast I want to do? I want to do a podcast where we're just radio, news radio DJs, but we're constantly interrupted by commercials because that's what the radio is. It's like just constant commercials. But we're going to improvise the entire thing. So we're going to improvise the newscast. We're going to improvise get interrupted by the commercials. And we're going to improvise the commercials. We had nothing to start out. I didn't even know my name. He named me a really weird name. And it kind of goes on that. And we find a ton of fun stuff to do. It's a super fun episode. Had a really good time recording it. And I hope that you guys enjoy listening to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Commercial News.
And it's 3 o'clock. You are on the air with Downtown Sacramento's number 3 news team. Of course, always, Brian Stevens here. And across the table from me is Lenny Kravitz.
No relation.
You
guys, I get that all the time. And I have to say it legally before every newscast. No relation.
No relation. Otherwise, Lenny is not going to go your way.
No.
A lot of news to get to
hold
today.
Hold on. You can't say that.
Yep.
They sent us a letter.
A cease and desist.
No more puns based on Lenny Kravitz.
But I found out I could get away with it by using a different way of spelling your.
Smart. Okay. Yes. Then keep doing it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
disrupt the flow of the show. It's all right, Lenny. We got a lot of news to get to.
The show has a specific flow, and I don't like to blow it out.
A lot of news to get to. A lot of new sponsors this week, too.
Oh, no.
A lot of news. A lot of sponsors to get to. Let's get right into it. Of course, we all know of that car fire down on 11th Street, burning all night. 3-alarm fire. No one was hurt, thankfully. More after that. More of that after this. Winter's coming. Don't forget to seal those windows. Johnson Hardware has a window seal treatment pack on sale this week only, $14.95 for 7 windows. And of course, you know, with that fire, you know, there was a lot of worry that it would catch other places, and it just didn't seem to happen, which was good. Lenny, what's your news story today?
Well, big news story. It turns out that part of downtown is flooding. Because of that giant pool that was on the U.S. Bank building has apparently cracked, it's starting to flood downtown.
I always said that was just a bad idea when they built that.
Yeah. Why do you need a pool that high up in the air?
On a bank.
Yeah. Well, more about that after this.
If you're looking for a pizza and you don't have a lot of time, come to Johnson's Pizzas.
Johnson's Pizzas.
Baseball team. After the game, hungry kids, what are they going to say? Johnson's Pizzas!
Hi, everybody. I'm Fred Johnson with Johnson's Pizzas. And if you're looking for a place that has pizzas, some old animatronics from a Chuck E. Cheese, and an arcade, then come on down to Johnson's Pizzas off Route 8. Count those slices!
And the good thing is the bank flood actually helped aid in the car fire.
Oh, I was wondering if those two would ever coincide.
Yep, they did.
You know, things always seem to work out for Sacramento.
It kind of does, you know. We're the gem of the West, they say.
We are. Yeah, we're the gem. Like, we're the Jerry Seinfeld of the cities in California. We always end up even.
It's true. It's true. And everyone's always saying, what's the deal with Sacramento?
Yeah, that was our slogan back in the day.
More after this. Doom, the good.
Seinfeld, 5 days a week on MyU32, Sacramento's number 10 news channel. What's the deal?
And sports, the Kings.
Yeah.
Staying in town, thank goodness. Good rally, good turnout. I was at the Kings rally this weekend. A lot of smiling faces, eager to have the team back on the floor.
Oh, yeah. It's so good to have those Kings. You know, every year we worry that they're going to move away.
We really do. We really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way of the world right now with the NBA and politics. I don't like to get into it, but
yeah.
It's tough. It's tough, you know. We've had some tough years, and I can understand why, you know, as an owner, why you'd want to take the team out of town.
Yeah. And also here in the news, actually, I got another. The stadium in L.A. has been approved. So they're going to be building a stadium in L.A. for football.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have a football team for them to take, so I'm fine with it.
Well, some other news station is having the same dilemma about a football team as we're having with the Kings right now.
Oh,
worried about their football team going away.
Oh, are you talking about those dirty dogs at St. Louis 3?
Oh, yeah.
I hate St. Louis 3. And I hope they get their stupid Rams taken away from them and I have to get shoved
back in
LA. Hey, we
had them first. We had them first.
Yeah.
We had them first, all right?
They were ours first, and they had beautiful uniforms, and then you took them and you ruined their uniforms. And that's why I hate you. More after this. Hey, Jim.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, fall's coming, and I gotta get all this summer debris out of my gutters.
I don't know how I'm gonna help you with that, although I do have a phone number of someone you can call.
What? That's why I come to you instead of Google.
You haven't heard of Tom Busters, the Summer Buster?
No. He does gutters, too?
He takes what's staying in the summer and gets it out of there for the wintertime.
Oh.
Here, I have his number. 888-202 Busters. BUSTE. Forget about the R. Busters.
But you could still dial the R. It'll still go through. Keep hitting numbers till the answer's you.
Someone called for Tom Busters?
Hey, I did.
Let's get that gunk out of the junk.
Oh, the frisbee that I threw up there.
See ya.
We're back.
Time is 3:10 in the afternoon.
It's only been 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's only been 10 minutes. 3:10 in the afternoon. Let's get a take a checkup up on traffic. Looks like everything's running smooth, at least for the next hour. Rush hour hits. A lot of cars on the road. More after this. Yes.
Do you like good Senegalese food?
Who doesn't?
I know I do.
Yeah.
My brother Rick and I have opened the Senegalese shop right off Route 87 in Sacramento.
Come to Rick and Nico's fancy Senegalese shop. And I work. I'm the manager.
And I'm the boss. But I don't manage my brother around.
No.
Just manage the prices and a delicious Senegalese food.
We got the best cook in all of Sacramento.
We took our mom's secret, but left her in Senegal.
No, she could stay there forever.
Rest in peace. Mama. She will.
Yes. She's not dead yet. Don't worry.
Every Tuesday, it's free crab rangoon.
You want it?
Come get it.
It's for free. With purchase of $15 meal or more.
American money only.
Hey, we left for a reason.
I ate there last Wednesday.
Oh.
And it was pretty good.
A lot of people don't know this, but we only shop and eat at places that...
And we're contractually obligated to to try... We get a coupon, though. We get to try all the everything that sponsors our show.
Yeah. I went to McDonald's once, and I got...
You got fined.
I got fined. I got... That McDonald's letter came in the same time that Lenny Kravitz cease and desist.
Rough mail week.
Yeah.
How about... how's weather looking out there?
Sacramento, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's always good.
There's it's never always any issues. Fine.
Never any issues with San Agan, with, you know, Sacramento weather. Usually a crisp 74 in the day and a nice 63 at night.
No, I'm not even going to read this because I assume that it's, you're exactly right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's typical Sacramento weather. Don't need to look it up. Just stick your head out the window. We'll be back after this.
Hey, this weekend down at the Civic Center, Paul Simon's in town with the Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes tour. Oh, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Oh, what? Oh, what? That's right. Plenty of tickets available down at the Civic Center this weekend. Come for Paul Simon and the Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes tour. Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes.
I'm going to go to that concert.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that.
Yeah.
It's the first concert we've been able to go to in months.
Yeah, been pretty busy.
Yeah. That and I wasn't allowed to go to the other ones because they didn't advertise on
our that's very true.
News station.
Yeah. I wish he was doing more songs, though. Wasn't his...
It's just one song?
I think it's him and the guys from... the African guys who are in that song. They have a name. Might be Black Lady Smith Mombazo. Could be a big possibility that's who it is. I hope that's who it is. Real good chance. Saw them on SNL do that song live in 1978.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I wish I could watch Saturday Night Live, but they don't advertise on our station.
It's okay. Now, I think you're a little bit confused about the rules. You're not allowed to watch things.
What?
You're not allowed. You can not go places.
Are you serious?
Or you can not be seen going places.
Oh my God. Who won the last two World Series?
I'm not a big baseball fan.
Oh, dang it. I haven't watched. I'm a huge baseball fan. I haven't been able to watch baseball.
We don't have a team here in Sacramento, so
yeah.
I don't
I
don't follow.
With no team, it allows me to be a fan of all of them.
Uh-huh. And we'll have more on that after this.
Hi. My name is Janice Stevens. Have you saved any animals this week? Please call or donate to the Sacramento Animal Shelter.
Yeah.
Listen to this poor kitty cat. And this beagle that we found in a sewage drain. And this parrot who tried to fly away, but his wings were clipped, and he got caught in a fence. Talk to one of our loyal people who work for us.
We need your donations to save these animals.
So please, call or send money or put the change in that jar thing next to where you get, you know, your gas. I don't really know. Thank you so much.
We're back.
Yeah. We just also mentioned we do have the animal drive next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out there at the Murphy's Auto Parts parking lot from 12 to 5 o'clock, hopefully getting some animals, some homes.
Yeah, and you guys, I'm going to go... Last year, I took home six dogs and 12 cats.
I can't take any more home. I don't even know what your apartment deposit's got to be on that.
Oh, the deposit? I'm not getting that back.
No.
I'm not getting it back.
You got a lot of animals in your apartment.
Well, we have this drive, and I feel like I'm contractually obligated to take all the ones that nobody gets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and they do not get... None of them get along.
No?
None of
not
them.
Not a single one? It's not like not a fun single Ace one. Ventura?
I thought it would be like Ace Ventura.
No? My, they don't all hide when you jingle the keys and go and come in?
That's exactly what my... So my landlord,
yeah,
real dirt box, he comes in behind me, and I jingle the keys to yeah. try to get them all to hide. I'm like, oh, that worked, because they must love me a little bit. I walk in, they all just
they're all
stormed
just
us.
They're there.
Yeah. So I got a couple eviction notices. That also came right after the Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
And what else happened to me?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Right after this.
Da-na-na-na-na, if you're looking for a car.
Da-na-na-na-na, and you don't want to go far.
Da-na-na-na-na, come on down to Thompson's Hyundai. Thompson's Hyundai.
Hi, I'm Thompson's Hyundai. And my last name might be Hyundai, but I sell Toyotas. And you can come down here, and the new 2016 models are coming in, so then the 2015's even cheaper. And we gotta ask one of our satisfied customers.
All right, Brad Miller, center. I'm just saying. Sacramento. I'm Brad Miller, center for the Sacramento Kings. When I was looking for a Hyundai, I went to a Toyota shop. Hey, I'm Brad Miller, the Sacramento Kings.
Brad will get it right one day. Here it comes.
I was looking for a car. I thought I was going to get a Hyundai, but it turns out I got a good Toyota from Thompson Hyundai.
We use every take when he came in because we like him so much. Come on down and get a Toyota, and maybe we're getting Acuras soon for the higher end market.
Another place I'm dealing with a lawsuit right now is
yeah.
Thompson's Hyundai.
Yeah, apparently. A lot of name lawsuits here.
A lot of name lawsuits.
And
also, I met Thompson's Hyundai before.
You did?
Real, not Asian at all.
Oh, really?
No, you'd think he would be with the last name of
Hyundai.
Hyundai, but no.
I did not know that's the way you're supposed to say it.
How did you think it was? Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Hyundai?
And if you want to be racially charged, it possibly could be.
Well, how do you say the ones that make the wave runners or the jet skis? What
Yamaha.
Starts with a K?
Oh, Kawasaki?
Oh, ooh.
How are you even pronouncing it?
Kawasaki.
No, that's not.
No?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm going to have to scrap that whole segment.
I'm going
to
get another letter.
I think 100% you're getting the letter.
Oh, no.
There's no doubt.
Listen, Lenny, I'm sorry.
It's probably going to be written on a scroll in hieroglyphics, but you're getting a letter for sure.
Okay. More on that after this.
Hey! Hey! Come back with my VCR!
Has this ever happened to you?
9 out of 10 people have had their VCR stolen. That's why you gotta call the VCR brothers.
Hey, we're the VCR brothers.
If you got any problems with your VCR,
yeah,
DVD,
yeah,
tape player,
yeah,
record tuner,
you know it,
Blu-ray,
yeah,
Xbox,
Xbox One,
Xbox
360.
Just the first ever Xbox.
The first Xbox.
PlayStation.
PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 4.
Dreamcast.
A Wii U.
Regular Wii.
GameCube.
Nintendo.
Nintendo 64.
Super Nintendo.
Game Boy.
Atari.
Game Boy Color.
Graphics. Turbo Graphics 2.
A 3DS.
You call us ASAP.
AP. Don't be a statistic.
If we don't find it, no one will.
Yeah, and if we do, we'll put a GPS in there for you.
So you don't lose it again.
Any console.
Xbox.
3D XL. 3S, 3DS XL.
Anything.
Anything.
Check our website.
TurboGrafx-16.
If you got it, we'll find it.
Atari 2600.
Wow, yeah.
So. I got those, some kids try to steal my Nintendo, and those guys got it back for me.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
How'd they do that?
I wasn't allowed to ask questions.
Oh.
I just,
They seem scary.
Yeah, they are, and part of me thinks what they brought me back wasn't my original one.
Oh. Well, was it an original Nintendo?
Yeah, it was an original Nintendo.
Okay.
But I signed everything I own.
I noticed that about you.
And the signature wasn't on it, and they said it must have rubbed off.
You know, some people wear sunglasses, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's that signature that says Ray-Ban.
No.
Yours is your signature.
Yep, I personally scratch out the Ray-Ban, and I put mine in.
That kind of feels like it defeats the purpose.
No, it's also sometimes hard to see out of my right eye, because I got a pretty big signature.
Oh. More after this.
Acapella classes this weekend, Civic Center. All right.
I can't wait to go to that one, too.
Are they really booking that Civic Center?
It's been hopping this last month.
I mean, we're going to have an acapella classes and Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Talk about, I mean.
Well, you do the classes during
music,
the day, I assume?
It's got to be.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if Paul Simon will show up.
I don't think he's in town yet. I think he's coming in. Usually people don't stay in Sacramento. They stay in, in the Bay.
Okay.
I think Black Lady Smith Mombasa might be doing the classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I have the best on her.
What?
What?
What was that last comment?
I hope the best on her.
It's a group of people.
I hope the best on them.
Yeah, yeah. Black Lady Smith Mombasa is a group of guys.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, does that mean?
Next thing you're going to tell me is it's like a Steve Miller Band.
That's more than one person.
No.
But Steve Miller is in the band.
Okay. Well, what if you're not Steve Miller and you're in that band? Don't you feel like you're kind of...
I don't think it's your... It's not your place to say.
It'd be like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers being like a bunch of dudes.
It is.
No.
But with Tom Petty.
No.
The only person I think would be Leonard Skinner, I think, is maybe. There's no one named Leonard or Skinner.
See, that's where I get that from.
But to be fair, you know, that whole band except for the keyboardist died in a plane crash, so.
Oh, really?
Also,
that's bad news.
Everyone survived that plane crash last weekend at the Aaron Water show.
Yeah. We have some quotes from that. But more after this.
Hi, my name is Draco Imos Simondich, and this weekend you can see me and all my friends at the Russian Circus down at the Civic Center. We got everything, acrobats, jugglers, tightrope walkers. You come and you find out. You come and you find out. That's this weekend at the Civic Center. Off Route 9, in between acapella classes and Paul Simon, Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes tour. If you're not there, it must be someplace else.
Wow, man, that Civic Center, it's a triple header.
I'm glad they redid it because they're booking a lot of acts.
Yeah, and all those people out there who were against the rebooking, or all the money that they spent on that.
Yeah, joke's on you now.
Yeah, look what's coming back, huh? Yeah.
Hope you got tickets this weekend.
I could finally have some entertainment.
It's going to be a parking nightmare.
Oh, my God. Speaking of parking nightmares.
Check up on traffic again.
Let's check up on traffic.
Running smooth, 3:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah. No traffic whatsoever.
When we get to them quotes from the Aaron Water show.
Okay. I thought it was part of the show until the plane got too close.
And who was that from?
That's from one of the survivors.
Gotcha.
Doesn't give a name.
No.
No.
This one says, I saw the plane, and then I didn't see the plane no more. And everyone around was like, where'd the plane go? And I said, ain't up there no mo.
Is that a Lenny Kravitz song?
No.
No. I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot of Lenny Kravitz songs. So I spent a lot of my time going, is that a Lenny Kravitz song? Can I say that?
American Woman. I want to fly away. Are you going to go my way?
A lot of things about ways.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
I can't wait to find out more after this.
Hello, ghosts and goblins. It's me,
your favorite vampire. Come down to the Civic Center the day before Halloween and get spooked by ghouls and ghosts. Try our scary cotton candy. Shake hands with a mummy. Get your blood sucked. Sacramento Civic Center.
I mean, that thing is booked for the year.
It is.
Because yeah. I know right after Halloween, Marvel Superheroes on Ice comes in for almost all of
That's
November.
Coming back, huh?
It is.
Is it going to be the same thing as last year, or is it going to be a retelling?
No, I think it's a retelling. Because obviously, as we all know, because when it was here last year, it did destroy most of the arena. That's why we had to have the rebuild and... Very surprised when I saw it on the schedule. I didn't think they would allow it back.
But apparently it's, I don't know, maybe it's new management or something?
I hope so. I hope so.
When I thought the Avengers were coming, I didn't know that they would do to their arena what they did in the movie to
It's a pretty close representation of the movie on ice.
It was mostly like Man of Steel, I'd almost say, where everything was just destroyed.
Yeah. They didn't have any of the rights either. Is it really just a...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was off? That's why the Hulk was purple.
Yeah, it was... I think this time around it's the actual official... we could say Marvel. Last year, I know it was Marvel.
We should have noticed these differences.
Well, it's things at the time you don't think about.
Is that why Captain America had a leaf on his...
Yeah, a British leaf flag.
He had a British leaf flag
There was a lot of mistakes,
A lot of mistakes?
Yeah, but great show, though.
I thought it was great.
I saw it.
I wanted to see Act Two.
Saw it the day before the incident, but it's dynamite.
Oh, we have some breaking news.
Okay.
Turns out that pool has put out that fire.
Okay.
It did happen.
Holy smokes.
So, once again, all worked out for Sacramento.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
More after this.
What's up? We're the Ventilation Brothers.
Hey.
We're inside your house.
We're up in your vents like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
We couldn't help but notice that your vents are dirty.
And filled with dead animals.
Most people don't know that, but 9 out of 10 houses have at least one dead animal inside of it.
And it could be... You could be breathing in dead animal parts. You and your family.
Before it gets out of hand, call us. 1-800-VENTBROTHERS. But
I know you're saying that's too long, but it doesn't matter. Just
leave off the E, the R, and the S. But if you need to, just dial it anyway.
It doesn't matter. We might be picking up. Sometimes I pick up and people are hitting numbers still.
And we laugh.
It's like, oh, and then we say you don't need to dial it. It's just don't. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Hire us in your ventilation.
Yes.
We'll be whisper quiet.
You will never know we're there. Stop it. Get those animals. Do something. This is preventable.
It's like the library came over to your house, took all the dead animals out of your ventilation.
We have 9 five-star reviews on Yelp.
9! Count them!
And all of them say they were so quiet it was like they weren't even there.
I had those guys over at my place, and they scared the ever-loving bejesus
out of me. You
don't
even know, yeah, because they don't let you know they're coming.
No,
they're just in your vents.
Yeah,
and I was in the shower and I just saw an eye.
Wow!
I was like, these guys are here.
That's
gave a 5-star review though. That's one of the 9 is me.
Did they find anything in there?
No, thank goodness.
Oh wow!
Thank goodness, I had an old frisbee up in there.
Oh, that's it.
Yep.
You know what I had in there?
What's that?
I had a family of possums.
No.
Yep.
Whole family?
Whole family.
Living or dead?
Dead.
Wow.
Turns out they got caught in there, couldn't find their way out. Mm-hmm. It's like a maze in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, most 9 out of 10 vents are mazes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Do they need to confuse the air?
No, I just think that's the way a vent system is set up inside a house.
That's really silly.
Yeah.
Really silly people.
It is.
More? After this.
Hey! Hey, Paul! Paul!
Have you dealt with death in a different kind of way? Please, come down to Schubert's mortuarium. We can help you deal with death. We could explain it to your loved ones, like this happy client. Hey, Billy.
Hi.
Do you know that your goldfish is dead?
I do now.
See, it's that easy. Once again, that's Schubert's mortuarium. This week we have a specials going on for all our caskets. This Monday at the Civic Center.
I'm just gonna be. I hope there's no wakes or funerals this weekend. Cause I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
I know we're usually not on Saturdays, but yeah. I'll tell you right now. Don't go near the Civic Center. It's gonna be a traffic. It's gonna be a traffic nightmare.
I know they said they're gonna put in extra lanes to get in and out of there.
No.
I understand.
It's not
now.
Gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. It's gonna be. Do yourself a favor. Get down to the Civic Center this weekend, but take public transportation.
Oh, more. After this.
Hey, you might not think that deaf people can listen to the radio, but we can, thanks to the chip and the news, Targus 5000 deaf radio. It plays vibrations, and I can hear what they're saying.
I got one of those for my cat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you had a deaf cat, right?
One of the... I don't know which one it is.
Uh-huh.
I assume the white ones with two different colored eyes are deaf. Because most of the time they are.
Most of it, yeah. Your one cat... It's funny, because your one cat is called Cutie.
Yeah.
And then I call the other one Deaf Cat.
Oh, okay. Oh. Now, okay. I also got an email. I got an email on
Come on.
Yeah.
You got an email from Deaf Cab for Cutie?
Yeah, Deaf Cab for Cutie.
About Deaf Cat... Cute. I don't even know. Can you sue someone for just calling, just naming animals?
I'm not getting sued. I just get these cease and desists. I just cease and I desist and I never get sued. Should I push one of these?
I think you should that's the one I would push back on. Because you're not advertising. It's in your home.
Yeah.
And the only time we mention
it is sometimes they get
show.
Out. Sometimes they get out.
But they're not getting out doing concerts.
They might. Well, they're singing out. And then I have to run outside and I have to yell, Death Cat!
No. And Cutie. Yeah, no, see, I feel like...
Death Cat for Cutie!
No, I have a feeling the one time that guy walked by, he heard it.
Yeah?
I don't think he's got the right. I don't think he's got the right to sue you because your cat's name...
Well, can you send anybody a cease and desist?
I don't know. My dog's name is Star Wars.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
And you haven't gotten anything on
that? I've gotten nothing. I think I'm in the clear.
Dad, I don't know about that one. You should have gotten...
I don't think so.
Really? Because I got Jabba the Butt, and I got one on that.
What?
This dog that I have that poops all the time.
Called Jabba the Butt? And you got a cease and desist on that?
I got a cease and desist.
From who?
George Lucas.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, one of his chins.
Well, stop naming...
His Gmail account was one of George Lucas's chins at gmail.com.
I think you're getting pranked by a listener. You should really look at all the... See if any of those letters from anybody...
Well, I got some right here.
All right.
Here's from Lenny Kravitz. I just noticed this, actually. It's in crayon.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Wow. This whole time. Not funny, listener. I have a lot to say to you.
Yeah, well, you could say it after these messages from our sponsor. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do this weekend?
There's nothing to do this weekend.
Let's look at the Civic Center calendar.
It's a Civic Center calendar!
This weekend,
we got Cats on Ice.
We got Paul Simon and the Diamonds on his soul tour.
We got Monster Truck Rally 17.
Halloween Fantasy.
The Avengers, for real this time.
Acapella classes.
The Mortuarium.
So come on down.
To the Civic Center.
Civic Center, close this weekend. Oh.
Wow.
You know what? There was a one on the top of this page. I think I think that Civic Center one was supposed to go first.
Oh, no.
Sounds like to me like traffic is going to be free-flowing this weekend.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be any issues down by the Civic Center.
Should be. Let's check on it. Yep, still fine.
Still good.
Still good.
Huh.
All right, well, looks like our time's up.
Alrighty, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
After this, Paul Russell's Terrier Report.
Oh, I always listen mm-hmm. on my way home.
Great, great 10 minutes of radio.
Yeah, and I'm home by the time he's done, because uh-huh. there's never any traffic.
Not by the Civic Center this weekend.
Nope, I just live right by everyone, the Civic and Center.
Just to let everyone know, Civic Center closed this weekend.
No Civic Center activities this weekend.
No shows this weekend. We will get back to you tomorrow on the reason for that. But
it might have something to do with the X-Men tour.
Yeah, or the car fire or the pool.
Ooh, any of those things.
Yeah. So disregard all activities at the Civic Center this weekend.
I'm going to go home and learn every single Lenny Kravitz song mm-hmm. and play it.
Well, we'll hear about that tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, you can check out all our episodes at trythispodcast.com, or you can find us on iTunes. I like the way that ended. And if you check us out on iTunes, if you could do us a favor and leave us a rating or review, that would be amazing. Don't review my voice this week. That's not fair. I will be better at next week's episode. If you have anything you'd like to say to us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com, or you could check out our Facebook page. Just type in Try This Podcast and you could find it there. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a whole new comedian and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.